Tzvi. The pasuk now continues relating the story of the Dor HaHaflogah. And the pasuk says, "Vayichol Oret Safa Echos," and the whole world was one language. They all spoke one language, Lashon HaKodesh, Udvarim Achodim. Rashi brings down three pshatim in Dvarim Achodim. His first pshat is, with one plan against Hashem. They said, who is Hashem to choose the upper realms, the Elyonim, for himself? Let us live over there. And they built a tower to wage war against Hashem, Udvarim Achodim, with one plan. A second pshat is, Udvarim, with words, Echod, against Hashem, who is Yechidai Ba'olam, Hashem, who is the unique one in the world. There was words against the Echon. That is the second pshat of Rashi. The third pshat of Rashi is, Udvarim Chadim, they spoke sharp words. What were their sharp words? They said, every 1,656 years, the sky falls down and collapses. And that was what happened by the Mabul. Let us make a tower and make supports for the sky, so that the Mabul should not happen again. Those are the three pshatim. Dvarim Echodim, one plan. Dvarim against Echod, against Hashem. Dvarim Chadim, sharp words. Vayehi binasa mikedem. And it was when they traveled from the east. As we see earlier in Perik Yud Pasuk Lamed, they lived Behar HaKedem. Vayehi moshavam mimesha boyacho sefara har HaKedem. They lived in the east, and they were looking for a place to hold all of them together. So they traveled from the east. Vayimtsu bika, and they found a valley, Be'eret Shinar, in the land of Shinar, Bavel. Vayeshvu sham, and they lived there. Vayomu ish el re'ehu, and one said to his friend, as Rashi explains, it means Uma el Uma, one nation to the other nation, referring to the nations that came out of Cham. Cush said to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim said to Put, and Put said to Canaan, one nation of Cham said to the other one, Hava, let us prepare ourselves, Nilbana Levenim, and make bricks, Venisrafa Lisrafa, and burn it in a furnace. The way one makes bricks is by placing it in a furnace and burning it. And the bricks will be instead of stones, because in this valley they did not have stones, so instead of using stones, they made bricks. And the plaster will be to plaster the walls. When they said, Hava, let us prepare ourselves, Nivne lonu ir, let us build a city, Umigdal, and a tower, Veroshe bashamayim, that's top, reaches the heavens, Venasa lonu shem, we will make for ourselves a name, since we are a city, and we are all together, we will have a name, Penofos apanecha la'oretz, this way Hashem will not be able to bring a blow upon us and disperse us. That's why they made a city. And the purpose of the tower, as Rashi explained earlier, was either to make supports that the Shemayim should not collapse again, or to wage war against Hashem. Vayered Hashem liroi sesoir vesamigdol. And Hashem came down to see the city and the tower. Although Hashem does not need to come down, Rashi explains, he wanted to show generations later that Dayanim, judges, before they convict a defendant, they should look into the case and make sure they see it and understand it, just like Hashem, who came down from Shemayim to see exactly what was going on by the Dor HaHaflogah. And they came down to see, Hashem came down to see the city and the Migdol, Asher Bonu B'nei HaAdam, that the B'nei HaAdam built. Why does the pasuk say B'nei HaAdam? Do we think that they were the children of camels or donkeys? And Rashi explains, it means the children of Adam HaRishon. They were similar to Adam HaRishon, just like Adam HaRishon was ungrateful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a wife. He said, it was the wife that you gave me that caused me to sin and eat from the Eitz Hadas. So too was the generation of the Dor HaHaflogah ungrateful, because they should have been grateful that Hashem saved them from the Mabul. But here they said that they want to wage war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they are B'nei HaAdam, similar to Adam HaRishon. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Hein, behold, Am Echod V'Sofa Achas L'Chulam, because they are one nation, and they are one language. V'zeh HaChilam Lasos, that's what started them to do this Avera. V'ato, and now, Le'ibotze Mehem, will I not hold them back, Koyla Asher Yozmu Lasos, what they are planning to do? Of course, I will stop them. Hava Nerdo, Hashem said, let us prepare ourselves to go down. V'navlo sham sefasam, and mix up their languages, asher lo yishmu ish sfas re'ehu, that one will not understand the language of his friend. One will ask for a brick, and the other one will give him cement, and he will smash his head for giving him the wrong thing. There will be arguments between them because they do not understand each other's language. And Rashi speaks out, why does it say Hava Nerda, a lashon of Hava? It's Mida Keneged Mida. Because when they started this whole binyan of the ear and the migdal, what did they say? Hava Nilbino Levenim, let us prepare ourselves to make bricks. Therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back with Hava Nerda. I will prepare, and we will prepare ourselves to go down and punish them. And the reason why Elashon Rabim is used, Nerdo, we will go down, because it is showing the humbleness of Hashem, who consults his Bezdin before he does something. Like we found in Parshas Bereishis, when Adam HaRishon was created, it says, Nase Adam, let us create Adam. Here also it says, Hava Nerdo, let us go down and punish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his Anivus, asks his Bezdin. And Hashem dispersed them over the whole earth. And they stopped building the tower. That's why the name of the city was Bavel. Because over there Hashem mixed up all the languages. So it's interesting that Bavel had two names, Bavel and Shinar. And both of them came because of certain events that took place at that time. Shinar was because of what happened by the Mabul. Shinanaru Sham Komese Mabul. All the dead people of the Mabul floated down to the low point, which was Shinar, Bavel. And here we see it gets the name Bavel from the Dar HaFlaga, that Hashem mixed up all the languages. Umisham Hefitzam Hashem al Panei Chol Oretz. And from there Hashem dispersed them on the face of the earth. Even though the Pasuk said in Pasuk Ches, Vayofes Hashem oisa mishom al panei chol oretz. So why does it repeat it again over here in Pasuk Tes that Hashem dispersed them? Rashi says, in Pasuk Ches, it was saying that they were dispersed in this world, ba'ol mazeh. And in Pasuk Tes, it is saying that they are dispersed ba'ol mahabo. She'ein lohem chelek lo'ol mahabo. The Dor HaFlaga did not have a chelek in ol mahabo. And Rashi is bothered. Why did the Dor HaMabul get a much worse punishment than the Dor HaFlaga? The Dor HaMabul was destroyed, and the Dor HaFlaga was not destroyed, they just lost their Olam Haba. Wasn't the Dor HaFlaga much worse? They were pushed to Yodom Be'ikar. They wanted to wage war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And still, they were not destroyed. And Rashi explains that we see from here how great the Midah of Shalom is. The Dor HaMabul used to fight against each other, they stole one from another. But the Dor HaFlaga, they had Ava V'Achva, there was Reus, there was unity between them. Like the Pasuk says, they were Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Chulam, one nation and one language. And since they had unity, therefore they were not destroyed. We see on the flip side, in Parshas Korach, Korach and Dothan and Aviram rallied Klal Yisrael against Moshe and Aharon. They made Machlokes. And what happened over there? Rashi says that when the earth opened up, Dothan v'Aviram's small children were also killed and destroyed. And Rashi says, even though Kitanim are usually not Mechuyev Misa B'dei Shamayim, but since there was Machloikis, Machloikis can cause even Kitanim to die. So we see over there that people that are not supposed to die, die because of Machloikis. And over here we see people that should have died, the Dor HaFlaga, did not die because of their unity. Now let us go back on the Rashi inside. Pasuk Aleph, Zok Rashi, Sofa Achas, Lashon HaKodesh. The world was just one language, Lashon HaKodesh. Because we know the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. If Sofa Achas meant a second language, then there would be two languages in the world. But now that it says Sofa Achas, one language, it must be Lashon HaKodesh. Udvar Machodim, Rashi brings down three pshatim. Bo Be'etza Achas, they came with one plan, Va'amru, and they said, Loikol Heimenu, not everything is from him, Sheyavar Loi Esol Yoinim, that he should pick the upper realms. Nala L'Rakia V'Nasa Ima Melchama, let us go up to the sky and wage war against him. According to this pshat, Udvarim Achodim means one plan. Dava Acher, Al Yechidai Shel Olam, they were fighting against the unique one of the world. Udvarim against Echod. A third shot of Achor Udvorim Chadim, sharp words. Amru, they said, Achas La'elef, V'tav Reish Nun Vav Shonim, every 1,656 years, which was the year that the Mabel destroyed the world. Harakia Mismoitet, the sky collapses, Kishem She'oso, Bimei HaMabel, just like it did it in the time of the Mabel. Bayu, come, V'nasu, V'nasa Lai Smuchis, let us make supports for the heaven. And they were looking for a place to house and to hold all of them. And they traveled Benosami Kadim from the east. Shehayu Yoishvim Sham. They were living in the east. Kidachsiv Lamala. Like it says earlier, Vayehi Maishavam Har HaKedem. They lived in the east. Benosum Misham. And they traveled from there. Losur Lohem Mokoim. To spy out and to look for a place. Lahachsik Eskulam. To hold all of them. Valeimatsu Ela Shinar. The place they found was Shinar. Payemu ish al ochiv, and one said to the other, Uma el Uma, Mitzrayim to Kush, Kush to Foot, and Foot to the Canaan. Rashi seems to change the order from the order that they were born. In the pasuk earlier, when it says Chum's children, we know that Kush was the oldest one. It was Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. Here it says Mitzrayim first. Some lamshat that since over here they were doing an avera by making bricks and building a city. And we know later on the Mitzrayim will be the ones that will force Klal Yisrael to make bricks. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Mitzrayim first. Because later on Mitzrayim will be the one who will do the Avera with bricks. That's why they were the one who were instigating this Eitzah first. Mitzrayim started and said it to Kush. But there is a Tanchuma Yoshan that changes the Girsa, and his Girsa is the Girsa that we have in the Pasuk earlier, Kush, and then Mitzrayim, Foot, and Canaan. From this Rashi, it's clearly mashma that the instigators of the Dar HaFlaga were the children of Cham. Vayomu Ishal Re'eu, Rashi says, all the children of Cham, Kush, Mitzrayim, Foot, and Canaan. But in Pasuk Beis, Rashi says, Binosa Mikedem, they were traveling from the east where they lived. And who are the ones in the east? So Rashi points you back to Pasuk, Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed, where it says, Vayihi Maishava Mimesha Boyach HaSafara HaRakedem. The ones who lived in the east traveled and looked for a place to hold all of them. Now those who lived in the east were the children of Yoktan, who were from the children, the descendants of Shem. So from the Pasuk that says, Vayihi Binosa Mikedem, that they lived in the east and they were traveling from the east, it is mashma that it was the people of Shem that were the main people of the Dor HaFlaga. And Rashi now, in Pasuk Gimel, says it was the children of Cham. Now, it is possible to say that there were people from Shem that were involved, because we see clearly earlier that it says that Ashur left Bavel because his children started to listen to Nimrod. Like the Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Min ha'oretz ahi yasa Ashur, and Rashi says, Kivin shiro es Ashur es bonov shoymin l'Nimrod. Since Ashur saw his children listening to Nimrod umardim b'mokim and rebelling against Hashem livnois hamigdol to build the tower, yasa mitaycham, he left there. Ashur was a descendant of Shem, and it says over here that Ashur's children were listening to Nimrod. So we see that even from the children of Shem, there were people that were listening to Nimrod. So it could be that it was not only Chum, but also Shem, and that's why they were traveling from the east where the children of Shem lived. And Rashi continues, Hava hizminu atzmachem, prepare yourselves. Kol hava loshen azmono. The word hava means a loshen of preparing. Shemichinen atzmom, they prepared themselves, umischabrim lemalacha, and attached themselves to a malacha, or le'etza, or to a plan, or le'masa, or to carry something. Hava means hezminu, aparklaya belaz. Levenim bricks, she'en avonim bevavel, there are no stones in Bavel, shehibika, because it was a valley. That's why they had to make bricks. Vinisrafa l'sreifa, what does it mean they burnt it? Kach oisin halavenim. That's how they make bricks. Shekur and tulosh. Serfin oise bekivshon, they burn it in a furnace. Lachoymer, they use the plaster lachoymer. Latua hakir, to plaster the walls. And they said, let us make us a city, and a tower. Penofutz, lest Hashem disperse us. Shelo yavi olenu shum mako. He should not be able to bring upon us any blow, lahafitzenu mikan, to disperse us from here. Vayered Hashem lirois, Hashem came down to see what they were doing. Lo yotzrich l'kach, He did not need to go down. Elabola lamed l'dayonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the dayonim, the judges, shelayashiru hanodoin. They should not convict a defendant. Achiyiru v'yavino, until they see the case and understand the case. B'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. B'nei ha'odom. He wanted to see what the b'nei ha'odom did. Ela b'nei mi. Who else are we talking about? Children of who? Shema b'nei chamorim u'gamalim. Are we talking about the children of donkeys or camels? Ela, what does it mean? B'nei Adam harishon. It is referring to that these people are like the children of Adam harishon. Shekofa es ha'toivah, who was ungrateful. V'omar, and Adam harishon said, ha'isha asher nosati imadi, the isha that you gave me caused me to sin. Af elu kofa b'toivah, the dar ha'floga also was ungrateful. Limroy b'misha espiram toivah, to rebel against the one that gave them an abundance of good. U'maltom min ha'mabel, and saved them from the mabel. And Hashem said, hein am echot, kol toivah zu yeshi mohem, they have everything going for them. Sha'am echor v'sofa achas l'chulam. They are one nation and one language. V'dov ezeh hechilu l'asos. And this is what caused them to start doing this havera. Hechilam, it has a mem at the end, k'may omrom and asosom, which means l'haschil heim l'asos. That they, it started them to do this. Ba'ato le'yibosom hem ma'ashich asher yozmu l'asos. Will I not hold back from them what they are doing? Bitmiya, Rashi says it's a question. Will I not stop them? Yibotzeh loshamaniya. Yibotzeh means to hold them back and to refrain them. Kitagume, like Targum says, yitimna. V'doimeloi, and a similar pasuk in Tehillim says, yibotzeh ruach negidim. He held back the spirit of the proud. Hovo neredo, let us prepare ourselves to go down. Why does it say loshem rabim neredo? Bebezdino nimlach, he asked and consulted his bezdin, me'in v'sanuso yisera, because of the great humbleness of Hashem. Like we see, by the creation of Adam, that it said, Nase Adam. Hava, Mida Kenegan Mida. It was Mida Kenegan Mida that he uses a lashon of Hava. Heim Amru Hava Nivne. They said, let us prepare ourselves to build Hava Nivne. Vahu Kenegdom Modad. And he measured. Compared to what they did, Va'omar. And he said, Hava Nerda. You sinned. With Hava Nivne, you will be punished with Hava Nerda. Vinavla Unavalvel. And we will mix up. Nun Mishamish Blashon Rabim. The Nun is Meshamesh with a Lashon of Rabim. The Sharish of the word is not Nun Beis Lamed Hei, like Nevela, but rather Bolal is the Sharish, and the Nun means we. It's a Lashon Rabim. We will mix up. The Hei Achroini Yisera. The Hei at the end is extra. Kimoi, just like the Hei of Nerda. The Hei in Nerda, it should have said Nerade. So also, Novla is extra. It should have said V'noval. Lo Yishmu. Each one will not understand the language of his friend. One will ask for a brick, and one will bring cement. Since he did not get what he wanted, he will smash the other one's head. Hashem dispersed them from there. This that they said, lest we become dispersed, happened. It happened to them. This is what Shlomo said in Mishlei. Miguras Rosha hi tivayenu. The fear of the Rosha happens to him. They said, Penofus, and what did Hashem do? Vayofet Oysom. Hashem dispersed them. Similarly, we find the same thing in Parsha Shemois, where the Mitzrayim said, Pen Yirbe, let us destroy the Eden, lest them become too great and too big. Pen Yirbe, and what did Hashem say? Ken Yirbe. It will happen, and they did become more. Same idea as over here, pen offers, and what did Hashem do? Vayofetz Hashem oisam. And Rashi continues, umisham hefitzam. He says it a second time, that from there they were dispersed. Limeid she'en lohem chelek l'olam habo. That the dor haflogo did not have a portion in olam habo. Pasuk ches was talking that they were dispersed by olam hazeh, and pasuk tes is saying that they were dispersed in olam habo. Freit Rashi v'chi ezu kasha. What's worse, shel dor hamabul or shel dor haflogo? Elu lo pashu yad beikar. The dor hamabul did not stick their hand beikar in the fundamentals of Judaism. They did not stick their hand against Hashem. Ve'elu pashu yad beikar leilochem bay, and they stuck their hand out to fight against Hashem. Ve'elu nishtefu. The dor hamabul was washed away and drowned. Ve'elu lo nevdu mina olam. But the dor haflogo, who were worse, did not perish. Ella only Shadar Hamabel Hayu Gazlanim. The Dor HaMabel was worse in another way. They were Gazlanim, Vahisim Mariva Beinayim. And there was quarreling between them. Lekach Nedu. That's why they were destroyed. Ve'elu, but these, the Dor HaFlogo, Hayu Noyagim, Ahava V'Reyus Beinayim. They acted with friendship and unity with them, together. Shenema Sofa Achas Udvorim Achodim. They were one language and one plan. They had unity. Lamadata, this teaches you, Shesonoi Hamachlikis Vigodoil Hasholem. Hashem hates quarreling and fighting, and he loves peace. Therefore, the Dor HaFloga, who were Poshet Yad Be'ikar, were saved because of their unity. And the Pasuk continues, Eile Toldoi Shem. These are the children of Shem. Shem Be'me'ah Shona. Shem was 100 years old by Yoled Es Arpachshad when he had his son Arpachshad. Shinosayim Achra HaMabel. This took place 2 years after the Mabel. 2 years after the Mabel, Shem reached the age of 100, and he also had, 2 years after the Mabel, a son, Arpachshad. Vayichi Shem Achare Hoylidos Arpachshad Chomesh Me'er Shona. And Shem lived another 500 years after he had Arpachshad. Vayoled Bonim Uvonois, and he had sons and daughters. And the Mepharshim speak, why? Over here, in the generations from Noach until Avram, does it not say the word Vayomois, and as he died? If you look earlier in Perikei and Parashas Bereishis, by the 10 generations between Adam and Noach, after each one it says Vayomois, and he died. But over here it does not say, by the generations of Noach till Avram, Vayomois. In Sefer Paneach Roza, he offers two terutzim. First of all, he says, because the generations of Adam until Noach were totally destroyed. The Mabel wiped away everybody. Therefore, it makes sense to say Vayomois, because once they died, their descendants did not continue because they were wiped out by the Mabel. There was no continuity in their life. Once they died, it was over. Therefore, it says by them Vayomois. Masha Enkein, by the generations of Noach until Avram, which was after the Mabel, there, from their children, the whole world became populated. That's why it does not say Vayomois by each one of them, because it was not as if they died, because their children continued the world. A second terrorist that he says is that by the generations of Adam until Noach, everybody lived in the same area. So, when somebody died, everybody saw that he died. The son saw that his father died. So Vayomois, a person was able to say that I saw my father die. But by the generations of Noach until Avram, which was after the Dor HaFloga, and everybody was separated, so over there, people did not know when somebody died. They had to rely on witnesses from the other side of the world to testify. That's why the Pasuk does not say Vayomos, because it was not as if they saw the person die, but they had to rely on somebody else's witnessing this event. The Mepharshim also discuss why by the 10 generations from Adam until Noach, the Pasuk tells you a sichum, a total amount of years that each person lived. As opposed to the 10 generations from Noach until Avram, the Pasuk does not give you the total. It just says he lived this and this amount of years after his son, and does not say any more. I and Mepharshim that discuss this dik. So we see Shem lived a total of 600 years. Arpachshad chai, chomesh u'shloshim shana. Arpachshad lived 35 years. Vayoled es Shelach, and he had a son whose name was Shelach. Vahi Arpachshad achari holide es Shelach, sholosh shanim va'arba me'ah shana. And Arpachshad lived another 403 years after Shelach was born. Vayoled banim u'banos, and he had other children. Arpachshad lived a total of 438 years. It is interesting to note the differences in the lifespan. We know before the Mabel, people lived 900, 800, close to 1,000 years. Shem, who lived after the Mabel, only lived 600 years. And his son Arpachshad lived 438 years. And the Mepharshim explained, because we know that the heir after the Mabel was not the same as the heir before the Mabel. And people were not as healthy as they were and as strong as they were before the Mabel. That's why before the Mabel they lived close to 1,000 years. Shem, who lived partially before the Mabel and partially after the Mabel, lived 600 years. But already Arpachshad, that was born after the Mabel, Like the Pasuk says, he was born 2 years after the Mabul, he already lived only 438 years, because his life only began totally after the Mabul and didn't have the ear and the strength that people had before. Shelach chai shloshim shana, Shelach lived 30 years, vayolad es Aver, and he had a son, Aver. Vayechi Shelach acharei halida es Aver, sholosh shanim v'arba me'ah shana. And Shelach lived another 403 years after he had Aver. Vayolad banum uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. The total amount of years of Shelach were 433. Vayechi Aver arba ushloshim shana, and Aver lived 34 years. Vayolad es Peleg, and he had a son by the name of Peleg. Vayechi Aver acharei holida es Peleg shloshim shana va'arav me'ah shana, and Aver lived another 430 years. Vayolad banim uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. The total amount of Aver's years were 464. Vayechi Peleg shloshim shana, and Peleg lived 30 years. Vayolad es Reu, and he had Reu. Vayechi Peleg acharei holida es Reu, and Peleg lived after he had Reu, teisha shanim umashayim shana, 209 years. Vayolad banim uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. The total amount of years of Peleg were 239. Vayechi Reu shdayim ushloshim shana, and Reu lived 32 years. Vayelad es Serug, and he had Serug. Vayechi Reu acharei holida es Serug sheva shanim umasayim shana. Reu lived after he had Serug another 207 years. Vayelad banim uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. The total amount of years of Reu were 239. Vayechi Serug shloshim shana, and Serug lived 30 years. Vayelad es Nachor, and he had a son by the name of Nachor. Vayechi Serug acharei holida es Nachor masayim shana, and Serug lived after Nachor was born another 200 years. Vayolad banim uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. Serug lived a total of 230 years. Vayechi Nachor teisha v'esrim shana, and Nachor lived 29 years. Vayolad es Terach, and he had Terach, who was the father of Avram. Vayechi Nachor acharei holidoy es Terach, and Nachor lived after Terach was born tisha esrei shana ma'as shana, 119 years. Vayolad banim uvanos, and he had sons and daughters. The total number of years that Nachor lived were 148. Vayechi Terach shivim shana, and Terach lived 70 years. Vayolad es Avram es Nachor ves Haran, and he had Avram, Nachor, and Haran, three sons. Ve'ela told us Terach, and these are the children of Terach. Terach holed es Avram es Nachor ves Haran. Terach had Avram, Nachor, and Haran. For Haran holed es Loit, and Haran's son was Loit. And the Mefarshim speak about why the Pasuk repeats again that Terach had three sons, Avram, Nachor, and Haran. It says it in Pasuk Chav Zayin, and also in Pasuk Chavav. One teretz, which Radak says, is that the Pasuk Ve'ela Toldos Terach, Pasuk Chav Zayin, means to say not these are the children of Terach, but rather these are the happenings of Terach. The happenings of Terach came about through his three children, Avram, Nachor, and Haran. And Haran had Loit. And the Pasuk continues that Haran died in the lifetime of Terach, and they all left for Kazdim and went to Haran, and then in Haran he died, and the Pasuk continues relating the whole history. So the Pasuk Ve'ela told us Terach does not mean these are the children of Terach, that it already stated in Pasuk Chafov, but rather these are the happenings of Terach. Malbum says a different teretz. He says Ve'ela told us Terach means to say that these are the children of Terach, who? Avram, Nachor, and Haran, and also Haran's children, Loit, and Milcah and Yiska, his two daughters. Why does it say only these? Because Avram, Nachor, and Haran were his children. Loit, Milcah, and Yiska were born also in front of Terach. But Avram's children and Nachor's children were not included in the toldos of Terach. Why? Because Avram had Yitzchak many years later, after he was already separated from Terach. So Terach never really saw Avram's children, therefore those children were not misyaches to Terach. And also Nachor's children, which the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayera, after the Akedah, says that Nachor had children, and it says all his descendants, since that took place after the Akedah, that was after Terach had already died, therefore Nachor's children weren't either misyaches to Terach. That's why the Pasuk is stressing over here, only Avram, Nachor, and Haran, and Haran's children were told as Terach. Le'afuke Avram's children and Nachor's children. Ayin Malbum. Vayomos Horon al Pnei Terach Aviv. And Horon died in the lifetime of Terach, his father, Be'eretz Moladatai, in the land where he was born, Be'or Kasdim in Or Kasdim. Horon was born in Or Kasdim, and so was Avram and Nahor, and he died in the lifetime of his father. That is the simple pshat in the pasuk. Al Pnei Terach Aviv, in the lifetime of his father. Rashi brings down a medrash that Avram destroyed the Avodah Zarah of his father Terach. And Terach, his father, went to Nimrod and snitched on Avram. Nimrod went and took Avram and threw him, L'kifshon Ha'esh, into a burning furnace. Haran thought to himself, if Avram will be victorious, I will take Avram's side. But if Nimrod will be victorious, I will be on Nimrod's side. Avram came out without a scratch, without a burn, from the Kifshon Ha'esh. And they asked Haran, whose side are you on? And he said, I am on Avram's side. They took Haran and threw him into the fire, and he was burned to death. That is why the pasuk says, Vayomas Haran, Haran died, Al Pnei Terach Aviv, because of his father Terach. Because of Terach snitching on Avram and throwing Avram L'Kifshon Ha'esh, Haran was thrown L'Kifshon Ha'esh and was killed. Al Pnei Terach Aviv, because of his father Terach, Be'eretz Moladatai, he was killed in the land where he was born, Be'ur Kasdim, in the fire of Kasdim. According to the simple meaning, Ur means the valley of Kasdim. According to this pshat, it means in the fire of Kasdim. There is an interesting Zayar that says that Haran was the first person to die in the lifetime of his father. In the history of the world, up to this point, there was never a person that died while his father was still alive, until Haran was killed, or died, when Terach was still living. And the Mefarshim ask on the Zayar that it does not really make sense, because we find many people that died earlier when their father was still alive. For example, Hevel died when Adam was still alive. And if you look through the generations from Adam till Noach, there are others that also died in the lifetime of their father. So how can the Zohar say that Haran was the first one? So some answer that the Zohar is talking about after the Mabul. It's true, before the Mabul there were other people that died, sons that died in the lifetime of their father, but not after the Mabul. On that, the Mefarshim ask that that's not either true. We find sons that died in the lifetime of their father. For example, Arpachshad died before Shem died. And so did Peleg die before Aver died. And Nachor died before Serug died. If you make the calculations, you'll see. So Haran was not the first to die in the lifetime of his father. On this, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, answers that although generation-wise, there were other generations, previous generations, that died in the lifetime of their father, like Arpachshad and Peleg and Nachor. But if you make the calculations, all these people died before Haran died. They might have been earlier generations, but the episode of Haran dying happened first, because Avram was born in the year 1948 from creation. If you look at the Cheshbon, when Peleg died, and also when Nachor died, they died in the year 1996 from creation and 1997, which means Avram lived almost 50 years before Peleg and Nachor died. So it could very well be that Haran was killed before Peleg died and before Nachor died, making him the first person after the Mabul to die when his father was still alive. And the pasuk continues, Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lohem noshim, and Avram and Nachor took for themselves wives, Shem Eshes Avram Sarai v'Shem Eshes Nachor Milkah Bas Haran. Avram's wife, her name was Sarai, and Nachor's wife was Milkah Bas Haran. They were both the daughters of Haran. Avi Milkah of Avi Yiska, who was the father of Milkah and the father of Yiska. The father of Milkah was Haran, and the father of Yiska was also Haran. Who was Yiska? Rashi says Yiska is Sarai. The reason why she was called Yiska is a lashon of lasuach, to see, because she saw Beruach HaKodesh, and also everybody saw and looked at her beauty. Another pshat was, Yiska means a lashon of nesichus, nobility. She was a noble, a great person. Just like the word Sarah means aristocracy, Shirara. Here also, the word, the name, Yiska means a lashon of nesichus, nobility. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk have to say twice that Haran was the father of Sarai and Milcah? It says, Bas Haran, and then it says, Avi Milcah Vavi Yiska. Why does it say it twice? Sefer Be'er Basadeh, who is a Talmud of the Sefer Maskil Adavit, answers that the Pasuk would just say, Bas Haran, like it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, you might have thought that Sarai was the older one, and Milcah was the younger one, because the Pasuk says, Avram and Nahor took wives. Avram's wife was Sarai, and Nahor's wife was Milcah. And since Avram was the older brother, he took the older daughter, Sarai. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, Avi Milcah v'Avi Yiscah. Who was the older one? Milcah was the older one. And the only reason why Avram, who was the older brother, took the younger daughter, Yiscah, was because Shesuach Beruach HaKodesh, because she was the holier one, who looked through Ruach HaKodesh and was a Neviah. Vatehi Sarai Akara, and Sarai was barren, Ein Lo Valad, she was not able to have children. Why does the Pasuk say a repetitious Lashon, Akara and Ein Lo Valad? The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet Amid Bey, says that she didn't even have a base Valad, she did not even have a womb. Vayikach Terach, and Terach took, as Avram Benoi, Avram his son, as Loit Ben Haran Ben Benoi, and Loit the son of Haran, his grandson, Veis Sarai Kalosoi, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, Ashes Avram Benoi, the wife of Avram, his son, Vayetzu'u Itam, and they went with them. That means that Terach and Avram went with Loit and Sarai, Me'ur Kastim, out of the place where they were born, Ur Kastim, Meleches Arto Canaan, heading for the land of Canaan, but they didn't reach there. Vayavayu at Haran vayeshvu sham. They came to Haran, and they settled over there. Vayihu yimei Terach, and the years of Terach were chamei shanim umasayim shana, 205 years. Vayomas Terach b'Haran, and Terach died in Haran. And Rashi is bothered. Why does the Torah say at this point that Terach died? We know that Terach was 70 years older than Avram, like the pasuk says earlier. And at the age of 75, Avram left Haran and went to Eretz Yisrael, like the pasuk says in the beginning of Lech Lecha. If Avram was 75 years old when he left Haran, that makes Terach 145 years, which means that he still had 60 years left to his life when Avram left him. So why does the pasuk say that he died at this point? He was alive throughout the whole parasha of Lech Lecha. And Rashi says, this was in order that it should not be a Chilul Hashem, and people should not say that Avram left his father, who was 145 years old, alone in Haran when he went to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah says that he died, and this way it won't be a Chilul Hashem that Avram left his father. And the Mefarshim ask, what type of Chilul Hashem are we worried about? Whoever reads the Pasuk and sees that Avram left his father will see that it was the Tzivoy of Hashem. Vayim Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Hashem told him to leave his father. So why is it a Chilul Hashem, and why does the Pasuk have to say that he died at this point? Maskil David learns that of course the Torah was not worried about the person learning the Pasuk. The person who's reading the Parsha will see right away that Hashem commanded him to leave and there would not be a Chilul Hashem. What is the Pasuk worried about? What they were worried about was in the time of Avram. When Avram was alive and he was leaving Haran, he was worried that the people of Haran will say that he did not respect and honor his father. And the people in Eretz Yisrael, when he gets there, will say he left his old father alone in Haran. What did Hashem do? To the people of Haran, he made everybody hear the tzivui of Lech Lecha, the tzivui that Hashem said, leave, and it is my will that you should leave. And the Maskil David says that there is a diuk that we can base it upon. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayom Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha. That was the first time where Hashem said Lech Lecha. And then in Pasuk Daled, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Avram, Avram left, Kasher Dibe Elov Hashem, like Hashem spoke. Why does the Pasuk have to say again, Kasher Dibe Elov Hashem? Zok the Maskil David, because it is saying that there was a special dibur, not only to Avram, but also to all the people of Haran, that they should hear that Hashem is commanding Avram to leave Haran and go to Eretz Yisrael. This way, there would not be a Chilul Hashem. What about the people in Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them think that that Terach had already died, even though he still lived another 60 years, in order that they should not say that Avram was not Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em, he made a coil, a rumor, to go out that Terach had already died, and this way they won't say that Avram left his old father. That's why the pasuk is saying over here, "Vayomas Terach Becharan," because the Torah is stressing what happened in those days. In those days, there was a coil that Terach died at this point. That's why the pasuk is saying now that Terach died. But we are never worried that the person who is reading the pasuk will think that Avram was not mechabed his father. And Rashi brings down a second teretz, that the reason why we can say Terach died at this point, even though he was still alive, because Rishoyim af b'chayehem kruyim mesim. Rishoyim, even when they are alive, they are called dead. So since Terach was still a Rasha at this point, he is considered as if he was dead, even though he was still alive. And Rashi points out one more thing. It says, Vayomas Terach b'choron. In Rashi's Sefer Torah, the Nun in Choron is written backwards. Not in our Sefer Torah, but in Rashi's Sefer Torah. And that is to teach us that until Avram, there was charoin, there was anger of Hashem. Avram turned around the anger of Hashem. Just like the Nun is backwards, it's turned around. Avram turned around the charoin, which is the same letters as charon. He turned around the charoin af shel Hashem, because until Avram, there was anger in the world. Zot Rashi inside, Pasuk Yud, Shem ben Ma'as Shono. Shem was 100 years when he had Arpachshad. Shinosayim achra mabel, 2 years after the mabel. These things all came together at the same time. 2 years after the mabel, Arpachshad was born, and Shem was 100. So Rashi al pnei terach aviv, Horan died al pnei terach aviv b'chaye aviv. According to the simple meaning, it means he died in the lifetime of his father. Umedrash agada yesh omrim shayidei aviv meis, that Horan died because of his father. Shekov al Terach al Avram benoi, because Terach snitched on Avram's son, lifnei Nimrod, before Nimrod. Al Shekosas eslomov, because Avram crushed the avodah zarah of Terach, v'shlicho l'kivshon ha'esh, and Nimrod threw him into the furnace. V'horan yoshev v'omer b'liboy, and Horan was sitting and thinking in his heart, im Avram noitzeach ani mishaloi, if Avram will win, I will be on his side. V'im Nimrod noitzeach ani mishaloi, if Nimrod will be victorious, I will be on his side. Ukshinitel Avram, when Avram came out and was saved from the fire, amru loy lahoran, they said to Horan, mishal miata, whose side are you on? Amar lohem, he answered them, Horan. Horan answered them, mishal Avram ani, I am on Avram's side. Hishlichu l'kivshon ha'esh, so they threw him into the fire of Nisraf, and he was burnt and killed. V'zehu ur kastim, and this is the meaning of ur kastim according to this pshat, the fire of kastim. U'menachem pirish, and Menachem explains ur means bika, a valley. V'chein, and so it says in the pasuk, be'urim, in the valleys, kibdu Hashem, honor Hashem. V'chein, it also says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, mu'uras tzif'oini, the hole of a snake. Kol chur ubeka omok koroy ur. Any hole or deep crack and crevice is called ur. So ur means a valley. Avram married Sarai, who was also called Yiska. Zu Sarah. Yiska is Sarah, al shem shesucha beruach hakodesh, because she can see with Ruach HaKodesh, and also Vishakol Suchin Biyafya, everybody looks at her beauty. And a third shot, Yiska Lashon Esichos, it means a Lashon of nobility. K'may Sarah Lashon Shrora, just like the name Sarah means a noble, a great person, so too Yiska means the same thing. Yiska mi Lashon Nesichos. Vayetu Itam, and they went with them. Vayetu Terach Vavram im Loit Vesarai. And Terach and Avram went together with Loit and Sarai. Taisus Yishonim in Yuma Daf Peheyam Ibeis says that whenever a Lashon of im with is used, the second one is always the main person. For example, if A goes with B, A im B, B is the main one, and A is tagging along. So over here it seems to be backwards. Rashi is saying Vayetu Ita means Terach and Avram went im Loit Vesarai, making Loit and Sarai the main ones, and Terach and Avram were just coming along with them. And we know, L'chare, it should be just the opposite. Terach and Avram were the main ones, and Loit and Sarai were coming with them. So why does Rashi say it backwards? And the truth is, the Torah asks this kasha on Rashi, how can you be toile the Iker in the Tafel? The main ones, Terach and Avram, to be dependent upon Loit and Sarai. Vayomas Terach b'Choron, and Terach died in Choron, la'ach ha'shiyot Avram mi'Choron, after Avram left Choron, u'bol Eretz Canaan, and he went to Eretz Canaan, in Parshas Lech Lecha. And he lived there more than 60 years. That's when Terach died. Why? In Parshas Lech Lecha it says that Avram was 75 when he left Choron. And Terach, the pasuk says over here, was 70 when Avram was born. That makes Terach 145 years old when Avram left Choron. He still had many years, 60 years left to his life. So why does the Torah say that Terach died before it says that Avram left Choron? In order that it should not be publicized to everybody. And they will say, like Kiyam Avram es kvod aviv, Avram did not honor his father. Sheinichoi zaken, he left him as an old man, 145 years old. V'holach loy, and he left him and went to Eretz Yisrael. L'fikach korei akos of meis, that's why the Torah calls him dead at this point. And according to the Maskil of David, it is not referring to that the pasuk over here is worried about the one who will read the Torah, because the one who will read the Torah we'll see that Hashem said Lech Lecha, but rather the Torah is calling him dead at this point because in the time of Avram, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a rumor that Terach had already died in order that they should not think that Avram was not Mechabit his father. Zot Rashi, another teretz, ve'oid, she'harishoyim at b'chayehem kruyim mesim. Rishoyim, even when they are alive, they are called dead. That's why, since Terach at this point was still a Rasha, the Torah can call him dead even when he's alive. The tzaddikim, af b'misason, even when they are dead, kruyim chayim, they are called living. Shenemar u'b'neyohu ben Yoyada ben Ishchai. B'neyohu ben Yoyada was the son of a living person, which means even though his father was dead, he was considered ben Ishchai, because tzaddikim are always considered alive. B'charon, hanun hafucha, the nun is hafuch. Like we said before, that in Rashi Sefer Torah, the Nun was written backwards, even though we, in our Sefer Torahs, do not have it backwards. The Ayin Sefer Hazikorin on Rashi that discusses this. Laimelecha, to teach you, Ad Avram Charon Af Shel Makoim, until Avram, Hashem still had anger on the world. Avram turned around the Charon Af Shel Makoim that was on the world.